basically we got the call to come out and collect a stray. When I tried to approach the dog, the dog's demeanour and everything looked perfect, didn't set off any alarm bells, and I just went to actually take the rope and the dog grabbed hold of the arm. That's the absolute danger. If that dog had to come across a child or something like that before I had gotten to it, this situation could have been a whole lot worse. You know, not even a child, it could have been another animal, it could have been a cat. Could have been a dog, it could have been, as I say, a child, which would have been awful, but, you know, this dog was out to basically attack, and as I say, his demeanour didn't actually look like he was going to attack.
I understand that he was tied up for quite some time, you believe?
Yeah, he actually still had a rope tied to him when I got to him, so that's the problem. This dog was probably never socialised and around people or other animals. So what will happen in a situation like that, we find, is that the dog actually just goes crazy. You know, it actually, you know, people forget that they have emotions and, you know, that they actually can have mental things that go wrong with them. And unfortunately, this was the case.
Now you're appealing to the owner to come forward, and you're also issuing a warning to other dog owners as it relates to leaving them tied up for long periods of time.
Yeah, and like there is part of the law there in the Animal Welfare Act that we will enact if dogs are just left tied up too long. But unfortunately, people don't come forward enough to tell us where these dogs are. But if they do and they come forward to us, we will certainly go and make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen too much, because, you know, obviously it's a danger to the public.